We're in Psalm 19, verse 14. If you did not get the handout for tonight, it has a button with send on it. It looks like this. Most of you should have received it, but if you do not have that, raise your hand. We want to make sure that you do. A couple up front here, Brother Jim, Pastor Hendricks, and over here with Brother Jordan. Psalm 19, verse number 14. Very well-known verse, great verse, when it comes to dealing with our words. It says, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart," those two go together, don't they, "be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." Boy, that's a great way to start your prayer life out. Great way to start your day out. Lord, the meditations on my heart today and the words that come forth from my mouth, let them be acceptable unto you. In the introduction in your notes, there was a man that quoted, that said, and I quote him, "Email, like someday it may be read aloud as a deposition in a courtroom before all to hear." About a year ago, the Oakland Raiders coach, John Gruden, got himself in a hot spot because he made some comments in an email 10 to 12 years before that had racial slurs in it. It came to light. Somebody brought it to light. 10 to 12 years ago, an email that had something in it that somebody kept somewhere and brought it to light. Gruden, the coach of the Oakland Raiders, probably making close to a couple million dollars a year, lost his job because of an email. Can I remind you tonight that anything you put in print can be held against you? I am amazed at what people put into print. I'm simply amazed. I'm amazed at things that they connect to and links they share online. I'm just amazed. One thing about the book of Proverbs that strikes me is Solomon was writing to help a simple person. In fact, the audience of Proverbs is the simple. The simple is that person that's naive, that person that's without discernment, that person that is without subtlety, that person that is easily led. And I fear in the world of technology that, boy, we are easily led with little wisdom. And so that's the series on biblical wisdom in a digital world. We're dealing tonight with think before you send. Think before you send. We've dealt with walk circumspectly. We've dealt with the danger of distractions in the use of technology. We'll not get through all this tonight because the hour's late. I'm not going to keep you long, but I want to give you a couple of thoughts, and we'll finish it next week on think before you send. Texting, posting, emailing, messaging has become a prominent means of communication in our society. 205 billion emails go out every 24 hours, estimated. 205, did you get that? Billion. Now, if we have 8 billion in our world today, one out of every four is emailing somebody every day. 500 million tweets. I'm not getting into Instagram. I'm not getting into TikTok, Snapchat. I'm not getting into multiple other platforms of social media tonight. That's two, email and Twitter. And they are major means of communication. With that, Proverbs 6 says this in verse 2, "Thou art snared with the words of thy mouth." And I believe that if we lack discernment and wisdom in this area, our Christian testimony gets trapped. We step into a snare with our words, and all of a sudden, our Christian testimony loses its brightness. It's like we turn the light off on our Christian testimony just by the words that sometimes we use, just by the links sometimes we post, just by the pictures that we thoughtlessly post online. And with that, think before you send. Send. You ever typed a text, those of you that have cell phones, and you forgot to spell check it before you sent it, and you send it, and it didn't spell the word right, and you go, oops, and then you respell the word, and then you probably go LOL, like laugh out loud that I misspelled this, I'm sorry, but here's the correct spelling. Maybe you've done that. But we ought to be thinking more before we send. By the way, you can send like this, but you also send like this, right? So we talk in different ways today. We need to think before we send. When we speak first and think later, the likeliness of another person being affected in a negative way grows. They could become hurt. They could become frustrated. They could become confused, angry, fearful, discouraged by what another brother is posting. Boy, I can't believe they posted that. Offended. When we don't think until after we send, we get ourselves in a snare. And he dealt with that in Proverbs 6. Be careful that your words don't become a snare to you. With that, the golden rule of communication applies to this area. Am I about to communicate to others the way I would want them to communicate to me? I'm amazed at what husbands and wives text to each other. I'm stunned at some of the things I've seen. I can't believe we have husbands and wives that think the best way to discuss a serious matter is text about it. I'm going, folks, let's go back to kindergarten. We don't text about serious things. We don't text about conflicts. We talk eyeball to eyeball about those things. We don't do that. Number of tests I want to help you with over the next 2 weeks to help us to accomplish the golden rule of communication. Think before you send. Number one, if you're in your notes on your handout, does it edify others? We'll stop there tonight. Does it edify others? The Bible uses the contrast in Ephesians 4:29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearer. So I have two opposites here. I have corrupt communication. It's going to do damage to somebody. And I have tools out of my mouth that can breathe life to somebody, that can breathe edification, that can bring grace to somebody's life. And my words can accomplish that. Does it build up? Some of you like to post on Facebook. A-okay. But could you just run your posts through this grid, biblical grid? Does this edify someone else? Can I edify another believer with this? And by the way, I want to commend some of you because some of you do that. Some of you share a scripture verse. Some of you share a song or a hymn that ministers or a message that ministers. And by doing so, you're leading people to something that can build their soul. Boy, my friends, there's a lot that can destroy the soul. My, oh my, you don't have to look very far to put something on your page that tears somebody down, that discourages somebody, that, oh, I didn't need to see that today. On top of everything else that I'm bearing, I don't need that. Does it edify? Paul said, all things are lawful unto me, but all things edify not. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 23. It's an important test in your sending. You're sending in your relationship with your children. I'm talking about communication. Is there any edification going on? Do you ever let your kids know you're proud of them? Do you ever say, boy, you did a good job on that? That ought to be the normal atmosphere of our home. I mean, there's times to correct. There's no doubt about that. There's times we have to sit down and say, son, daughter, boy, I got to talk to you about something. Boy, you broke a rule here. Let's get this corrected. Oh, there's a time of discipline. But there ought to be times of edification. There ought to be times where mom and dad pat each other on the back and recognize each other for what they've done. And that whole atmosphere can be that way if we just understand, boy, I'm sending. What am I sending? And is it or does it edify? Online? In the home? At the workplace? Think before you send. Does it edify? Does it pass that Bible test? By the way, it's a Bible test in the area of communication in Ephesians 4. I'm not taking it out of context. It's right in the context of speaking. It's right in the context of you sending. And every day, I don't care if you're on social media or not. I know many of our men are not. Wonderful. Round of applause to you. But it doesn't matter if you're on it. You're sending. Everybody's sending. Everybody in this building sending. You're communicating. Does it edify?
Thank you for joining us by way of the internet today. We're so glad that you were able to be with us, and we pray that the service was a blessing to your heart. Even though the sermon is over, our service is not over. At the end of our service, we give an opportunity for people to respond and come to an altar and pray over what God dealt with them about. Sometimes people come to call upon Christ and to be saved. Others come to make a decision for Christ regarding their Christian lives. Others come to call out to the Lord about special needs and situations in their lives. Maybe God has dealt with you today about some specific area of your life. I invite you to make an altar right there in your home, a quiet time before the Lord where you pray to Him and respond to Him about what He has spoken to you about. If you made a decision for the Lord today, we would be glad to hear about that decision and or answer any questions you have today about the message that was preached. You can contact us by way of email at info@mountziononline.org or by way of phone at 717-927-9227. Again, we thank you for joining us today, and we look forward to you joining us again for our live stream weekly on Sundays at 10:45 a.m. and on Sunday evenings at 6:45 p.m. If we can meet a need in your life, please do not hesitate to contact us. Thank you, and God bless you.